Good morning, everybody. This morning, it's a beautiful sunny day, a little bit windy. For this morning's devotion, can we all turn to Psalm 102? I'm going to read it through. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groanings, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favour the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and to the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he has looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. When the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord, he weakened my strength in the way, he shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. So I had a few thoughts. Just a couple of verses I picked out. Verse 1 and 2, I think it was. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. I guess we can all relate to this at different times in our life. I think the same psalmist said in Psalm 18:6, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. So the Lord does listen when we cry. Verse 11, my days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour her, yea, that set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in their stones, and favour the dust thereof. And I wonder in that verse there whether he could have been speaking prophetically. Because in 1 Peter 2:5 it says, ye also, as lively stones, have built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So that could, I'm not sure that it is, but it could be a prophecy concerning God's children. Verse 15, so the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. It says in Acts 28, verse 28, be it known therefore unto you, that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. And so I guess that's a very special verse for us as Gentiles, that the Lord has visited us as well as his chosen people. from Romans 15:9 as well, says, "And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name." So that's something, I guess, special for us, that we can be God's children as well. Verse 19 and 20 says, "For he has looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner and to loose those that are appointed to death." And in, I think it's Luke, Jesus stood up and he read a verse out of Isaiah, which is Isaiah 61:1, says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." And so there he's, I guess, finding the deliverance that the Lord does give through his trial, that the Lord has heard from heaven and has come to set us free. And the last point I had, we're in verse 25 to 28. "Of old hast thou laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee." I had a look up for, I looked up a couple of words in verse 28 there. It says, "The children of thy servants shall continue." And the word "continue" in Strong's Concordance was to reside or permanently stay, cause to dwell, cause to remain, rest. And so it says, "The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee." Now I looked up the word "established" as well, and that had a heap of definitions, but a few of them were a primary root to be erect, i.e. to stand. To set up in a great variety of applications, whether literally, establish, fix, prepare, apply, or figuratively, appoint, render, sure, proper, or prosperous, confirm, direct, faithfulness, fashion, fasten, firm, be filled, be fixed, frame, ordain, provide, make provision, set aright, be stable, and stand. So it says there that the children of God's servants shall be able to stand. And in Revelation 21, verse 3, it said, and this is God speaking, it's John, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." So I guess it's a beautiful thought of what the Lord has prepared for us, though sometimes through this life we have trials and perplexities. That was all. Thank you for your attention.